Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. There's nothing as terrible as financial stress. You can literally feel it, like a 20-pound weight on your chest, watching your family suffer because you just simply cannot afford to pay it all. Is a traumatic experience for anyone. And statistics indicate that a great majority of Americans are using next month's income to pay last month's bills. We are especially weak and vulnerable when under such stress, and the business world is all too aware of it. So they offer us great sounding solutions that seem as though they'll eliminate the pressure and provide financial peace in our homes. This is rarely ever true. My family has fallen for this not only once, but several times. Once, my wife Evie and I decided to take a bank's offer to rebuild our credit by taking out a secured credit card. We purchased a $1,000 CD and in return had a $1,000 limit on our card. As well-meaning as the bank may or may not have been, the end result was the loss of our CD to cover the debt, and we ended up making payments on the balance for what seemed like an eternity. Truth is, at that time, we had no business using a credit card. Another time, there was so much financial stress that I resorted to a method commonly called cash for titles. I basically pawned the title to a truck worth about $2,000 for $500, thinking it was a quick fix. By the time I made all the payments, I paid over $1,500 to get my title back. When it comes to finances, there is simply no substitution for God's financial wisdom. And listen to this. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Never make a decision just to relieve the pressure. Make only decisions that are good, long-term solutions to the problem. Ask God to give you financial wisdom and let Him show you what to do. And don't be afraid or embarrassed to reach out for help. Most all of us have gotten into a mess or two in our past, but it doesn't mean that things can't turn around, because they can. I think if I had consulted God about the cash for title deal, He would have told me no. After he finished laughing. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters and a free copy of our budget guide, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.